This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Risen Lord, open the eyes of our hearts so that we might truly behold you in your risen state, so that we too might live new life, risen in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Good morning. When I have some spare time and need a little break, I like sometimes to just scroll through my computer and look for something called TED Talks. You might be familiar with them. And they're usually very short and to the point, where someone gets up before a crowd of people and speaks on something. And I ran across one the other day that spoke to me very powerfully. I would like to share it with you.
Imagine, if you will, a gift. I'd like for you to picture it in your mind. It's not too big, about the size of a golf ball. So envision what it looks like all wrapped up. But before I show you what's inside, I will tell you it's going to do incredible things for you. It will bring all of your family together. You will feel loved and appreciated like never before, and reconnect with friends and acquaintances you haven't heard from in years. Adoration and admiration will overwhelm you. It will recalibrate what's most important in your life. It will redefine your sense of spirituality and faith. You'll have a new understanding and trust in your body. You'll have unsurpassed vitality and energy. You'll expand your vocabulary, meet new people, and you'll have a healthier lifestyle. And get this, you'll have an 8-week vacation of doing absolutely nothing. You'll eat countless gourmet meals. Flowers will arrive by the truckload. People will say to you, "You look great. Have you had any work done?" And you'll have a lifetime supply of good drugs. You'll be challenged, inspired, motivated, and humbled. Your life will have new meaning. Peace, health, serenity, happiness. Nirvana. The price? $55,000. And that's an incredible deal. By now, I know you're dying to know what it is and where you can get one. Does Amazon carry it? Does it have the Apple logo on it? Is there a waiting list? Not likely. This gift came to me about 5 months ago and looked more like this when it was all wrapped up. Not quite so pretty. And this. And then this. It was a rare gem, a brain tumor. Hemangioblastoma. The gift that keeps on giving. And while I'm okay now, I wouldn't wish this gift for you. I'm not sure you'd want it, but I wouldn't change my experience. It profoundly altered my life in ways I didn't expect, in all the ways I just shared with you. So the next time you're faced with something that's unexpected, unwanted, and uncertain, consider that it just may be a gift. Let us stand.
I wouldn't want to minimize the devastating effects that cancer and other diseases have. I don't think there is anybody that sits in this church today who does not know or have someone very close to them that they have lost to one of those fatal diseases. But The advice that Stacy Kramer ends with for us perhaps is the call to a new outlook that Jesus in his resurrected state is calling us to. The next time you're faced with something that's unexpected, unwanted, and uncertain, consider that it just may be a gift. It is an outlook with which we are called to live our Christian lives, that life itself is a gift. Now, I don't know about you, but when I finally get to meet my Redeemer in heaven, I have some questions to ask. You call that a gift? Explain that one to me. But I do know that there are things that have transpired in my own life that at the time certainly did not appear to me in my perception as a gift. But later on down the road, something else transpired in my life, and it dawned on me that this is why that particular thing happened. And then I realized the gift. When we look at all of these resurrection appearances, one of which we hear today, there's 12 of them in the Bible, every single one includes a gift that Jesus gives to those to whom he appears. And it is a gift of exactly what they need. Look at Easter Sunday. Mary comes to the tomb. Her beloved Jesus is dead. She's there despairing to anoint a dead body. And yet she cannot even recognize him by sight. And so what does Jesus do? He gives her what she needs. She hears his voice speak her name, Mary. And in that, she recognizes Jesus and receives the gift she needs. It is shortly thereafter that Jesus appears to the disciples who are locked up in fear for their lives. They're fearing not over the Roman authorities, but they're probably also fearing the fact that there's this rumor that Jesus is coming back, and knowing that they deserted him, they are scared, because what's he going to do to us? And yet, what does Jesus do? He comes through those locked doors, and he gives them the gift of exactly what they need. Peace be with you. In Luke's gospel, the one that immediately precedes this story, here we have those disciples who are coming back from Jerusalem. They had hoped that this was the Messiah. They believed that he was the one that would deliver them. And in the course of that Passover week, they saw him brutally tortured and murdered. And they come back totally without any more hope. What does Jesus give them? The gift they need. He restores their hope. He opens their minds to understand the scriptures, and in the breaking of bread, they recognize him. Every single resurrection story. Later on in John's gospel, the disciples, Jesus being dead, they're not sure what to do, so what do? They go back to what they knew how to do. They go back fishing. And so there they are, Peter and the others, fishing all night long. They catch nothing. And guess who shows up? Giving them the very practical gift of showing them where the fish are. but on top of that, giving them the gift they truly need, that he is alive and their hope is restored. Same thing in the gospel today. Just as it was for Thomas that we heard last week, Thomas, who wasn't there when he came through locked doors the first time, so when he appears again behind locked doors, our doubting Thomas is given the gift of exactly what he needs. Thomas, you need to see me, here I am. You need to touch my hands, my feet, my side. Do what you need. I will give you the gift that you need. He does the same today. They're terrified. They're startled. They think they're seeing a ghost. So what does he do? You got any food around here? Ghosts can't eat. Let me eat a piece of fish or something so that you will receive the gift that I want to give to you, knowing that I am alive. Our God is nothing but giving us the gifts that ultimately we will need. Many times it will not appear as gift. And many times when horrible things happen unto us, God in turn will then give us the gift that we need to get through it in ways we might not even be aware. I encourage all of us, it might not change the outcomes that we face in life, but to have the attitude that all of life is gift might just give us the strength that we need to treasure each and every day, knowing that when we do not perceive those gifts, someday we might, and those horrible things that do happen unto us, knowing that our God, who is nothing but gift, will be there to give us everything that we need to survive. May we perceive those gifts. Amen.